Ladies and gentlemen, sports history is made here this week, Hershey, Pennsylvania, in a game in which Wilt Chamberlain threw in 36 field goals, 28 fouls, for a total of 100 points. This is just absolutely incredible. I'd like you to meet and congratulate Wilt Chamberlain. So let's bring him on.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 28th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American television personality, entertainment reporter, and newspaper columnist Ed Sullivan, born on this date in 1901. He is, of course, principally remembered as the creator and host of the television variety program The Toast of the Town, later popularly and eventually officially renamed The Ed Sullivan Show. Broadcast for 23 years from 1948 to 1971, it set a record as the longest-running variety show in U.S. broadcast history. It was, by almost any measure, the last great TV show, proclaimed television critic David Hinckley. It's one of our fondest, dearest pop culture memories. Sullivan was a broadcasting pioneer during television's infancy. As TV critic David Bianculli wrote, "Before MTV, Sullivan presented rock acts. Before Bravo, he presented jazz and classical music and theater. Before the Comedy Channel or Comedy Central, even before there was a Tonight Show, Sullivan discovered, anointed, and popularized young comedians. Before there were 500 channels, before there was cable, Ed Sullivan was there, and he was where the choice was. From the start, he was indeed the toast of the town." Ed Sullivan was a native New Yorker, born in Harlem. A former boxer, he began his journalistic work as a sports writer for the New York Evening Graphic. When Walter Winchell, one of the original gossip columnists and the most powerful entertainment reporter of the day, left the newspaper, Sullivan took over as theater columnist. His theater features concentrated on Broadway shows and gossip, as Winchell's had, and like Winchell, he also did show business news broadcasts on radio. Soon he became one of Winchell's main rivals, and his popularity long outlived that of his one-time mentor. In 1941, Sullivan became host of the Summer Silver Theater, a variety program on CBS Radio with Will Bradley as bandleader and a guest star featured each week. In 1948, CBS Television hired Sullivan to do a weekly Sunday night variety program, and the legend began. At first, television critics gave the new show and its host poor reviews. Yet despite his lack of acting ability and polish as a host, the show worked. Sullivan appeared to the audience as an average guy who brought the great acts of show business to their home televisions. Frequent guest Alan King said, "Ed does nothing, but he does it better than everybody else." He had a newspaper man's instinct for what the public wanted and programmed his shows with remarkable balance. There was something for everybody. Ed Sullivan was an unquestioned star maker, and one of his most admirable qualities was his genuine friendship with African American entertainers. Although it led to friction with some of his sponsors, he publicly kissed Pearl Bailey on the cheek and shook hands with Nat King Cole. And when a sponsoring car dealer derided him for putting his arm around Bill Bojangles Robinson at the end of his dance, onlookers said Sullivan had to be physically restrained from teaching the man a lesson he would not soon forget. Later, he raised the money to help pay for Bill Robinson's funeral. We're remembering Ed Sullivan today on what would have been his 119th birthday. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 28th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.